السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. News and comment. Trump's China visit and U.S. frustration with Iran. News. After a two-day summit in Beijing, U.S. President Donald Trump departed China with both Washington and Beijing offering sharply different accounts of what had been agreed upon. The United States highlighted what it described as process in securing new trade deals and deepening economic cooperation. China, however, focused on warning the U.S. not to overstep on the issue of Taiwan and expressed strong disapproval of the ongoing U.S.-Israel war on Iran, stating it should never have begun. While both governments released official statements outlining the discussions between Trump and President Xi Jinping, the overlap between the two narratives was limited. The White House readouts mentioned topics that China did not acknowledge, and the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs emphasized issues absent of the U.S. statements. The contrast in messaging reflects broader tensions in the relationship, with each side framing the summit's outcomes to align with its own strategic priorities. Aljazeera.com. Comment. U.S. President Donald Trump is facing significant diplomatic setbacks in his effort to compel Iran to change its behavior, revealing the limitations of unilateral pressure and his own strategic miscalculations. Over months of conflict and a fragile ceasefire, Iran continues to exert control over the Strait of Hormuz, a vital global oil transit route, even as Washington imposed a naval blockade and demanding its reopening, a demand that has yet to be met. Trump's appeals to European and NATO allies to join military or naval efforts in Hormuz have largely fallen flat, with many allies reluctant to be drawn into the war, weakening U.S. leverage and creating diplomatic rifts within the alliance. Trump's trip to Beijing seemed in part motivated by a hope that China might help pressure Iran, yet while both he and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed that the strait must remain open, there was no sign that China would act directly to influence Tehran, and China's official statements continued to frame the Iran conflict as unjust and stressed dialogue rather than pressure. At the same time, U.S.-China engagement still produced significant economic cooperation with agreements to enhance trade relations, including China's purchase of hundreds of Boeing aircraft and expanded U.S. agricultural exports, moves that underscore how, despite geopolitical tensions, economic interdependence persists. Trump's difficulties in pressuring Iran, compounded by divisions among U.S. allies and the absence of decisive backing, even from China, highlight the limits of coercive unilateral strategies, especially when wielded without a broad coalition. This should serve as a strategic lesson for the Muslim world. If the United States, with its vast military and political reach, struggles to impose its will on a single regional power like Iran and finds its allies under strain, then a united front among Muslim nations would present an even more formidable force on the global stage. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Abdullah Aswar. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.